Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Sunday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
God, Father, praise and glory, your children come to sing. Goodwill and peace to mankind, the gifts your kingdom brings.
O most holy Trinity, undivided unity, Holy God, mighty God, God immortal be adored.
And you, Lord, co-eternal, God's sole begotten Son. O Jesus, King anointed, you have redemption won.
O most holy Trinity, undivided unity, Holy God, mighty God, God immortal be adored.
O Holy Ghost, Creator, the gift of God most high, life, love, and holy wisdom, our weakness now supply.
O most holy Trinity, undivided unity, Holy God, mighty God, God immortal be adored.
See how the cross of the Lord stands revealed as the tree of life.
See how the cross of the Lord stands revealed as the tree of life.
Happy indeed is the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor lingers in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of scorners, but whose delight is the law of the Lord, and who ponders his law day and night.
See how the cross of the Lord stands revealed as the tree of life.
He is like a tree that is planted beside the flowing waters, that yields its fruit in due season, and whose leaves shall never fade, and all that he does shall prosper. Not so are the wicked, not so.
See how the cross of the Lord stands revealed as the tree of life.
For they, like winnowed chaff, shall be driven away by the wind. When the wicked are judged, they shall not stand, nor find room among those who are just. For the Lord guards the way of the just, but the way of the wicked leads to doom.
See how the cross of the Lord stands revealed as the tree of life.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, you are the fullness of life, of holiness, and of joy. Fill our days and nights with the love of your wisdom, that we may bear fruit in the beauty of holiness, like a tree watered by running streams.
See how the cross of the Lord stands revealed as the tree of life.
Here is a king of my own choosing, who will rule on Mount Zion.
Here is a king of my own choosing, who will rule on Mount Zion.
Why this tumult among nations, among peoples this useless murmuring? They arise, the kings of the earth. Princes plot against the Lord and his anointed. Come, let us break their fetters. Come, let us cast off their yoke.
Here is a king of my own choosing, who will rule on Mount Zion.
He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord is laughing them to scorn. Then he will speak in his anger. His rage will strike them in terror. It is I who have set up my king on Zion, my holy mountain.
Here is a king of my own choosing, who will rule on Mount Zion.
I will announce the decree of the Lord. The Lord said to me, "You are my son. It is I who have begotten you this day. Ask and I shall bequeath you. Ask and I shall bequeath you the nations. Put the ends of the earth in your possession. With a rod of iron you will break them, shatter them like a potter's jar."
Here is a king of my own choosing, who will rule on Mount Zion.
Now, O kings, understand, take warning, rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with awe and trembling. Pay him your homage, lest he be angry and you perish, for suddenly his anger will blaze.
Here is a king of my own choosing, who will rule on Mount Zion.
Blessed are they who put their trust in God.
Here is a king of my own choosing, who will rule on Mount Zion.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord God, you gave the peoples of the world as the inheritance of your only Son. You crowned him as King of Zion, your holy city, and gave him your church to be his bride. As he proclaims the law of your eternal kingdom, may we serve him faithfully and so share his royal power forever.
Here is a king of my own choosing, who will rule on Mount Zion.
Lord, you are my protector. You have raised me up in glory.
Lord, you are my protector. You have raised me up in glory.
How many are my foes, O Lord? How many are rising up against me? How many are saying about me, there is no help for him in God?
Lord, you are my protector. You have raised me up in glory.
But you, Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, who lift up my head. I cry aloud to the Lord. He answers from his holy mountain.
Lord, you are my protector. You have raised me up in glory.
I lie down to rest and I sleep. I wake, for the Lord upholds me. I will not fear even thousands of people who are ranged on every side against me.
Lord, you are my protector. You have raised me up in glory.
Arise, Lord, save me, my God. You who strike all my foes on the mouth. You who break the teeth of the wicked. O Lord of salvation, bless your people.
Lord, you are my protector. You have raised me up in glory.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord God, you heard the cry of your Son when he was oppressed and saved him from the sleep of death. Arise, Lord, help your church. Be its shield so that it may hold up its head and radiate the glory of the resurrection.
Lord, you are my protector. You have raised me up in glory.
May the word of Christ ever fill your hearts.
Share with one another the wisdom you receive.
The beginning of the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Galatians. Paul, an apostle sent not by men or by any man, but by Jesus Christ and God his Father who raised him from the dead. I and my brothers who are with me send greetings to the churches in Galatia. We wish you the favor and peace of God our Father and of the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, to rescue us from the present evil age, as our God and Father willed. To him be glory for endless ages. Amen. I am amazed that you are so soon deserting him who called you in accord with his gracious design in Christ and are going over to another gospel. But there is no other. Some who wish to alter the gospel of Christ must have confused you. For even if we, or an angel from heaven, should preach to you a gospel not in accord with the one we deliver to you, let a curse be upon him. I repeat what I have just said. If anyone preaches a gospel to you other than the one you received, let a curse be upon him. Whom would you say I am trying to please at this point, men or God? Is this how I seek to ingratiate myself with men? If I were trying to win man's approval, I would surely not be serving Christ. I assure you, brothers, the gospel I proclaim to you is no mere human invention. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I schooled in it. It came by revelation from Jesus Christ.
Grace and peace be yours from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ,
who gave himself up to death for our sins.
If I were seeking to win the approval of men, I would not then be what I am, a servant of Christ,
who gave himself up to death for our sins.
A reading from an explanation of Paul's letter to the Galatians by St. Augustine, Bishop. Paul writes to the Galatians to make them understand that by God's grace they are no longer under the law. When the gospel was preached to them, there were some among them of Jewish origin known as circumcisers, though they call themselves Christians, who did not grasp the gift they had received. They still wanted to be under the burden of the law. Now God had imposed that burden on those who were slaves to sin and not on servants of justice. That is to say, God had given a just law to unjust men in order to show them their sin, not to take it away. For sin is taken away only by the gift of faith that works through love. The Galatians had already received this gift, but the circumcisers claimed that the gospel would not save them unless they underwent circumcision, and were willing to observe also the other traditional Jewish rites. The Galatians, therefore, began to question Paul's preaching of the gospel, because he did not require Gentiles to follow Jewish observances as other apostles had done. Even Peter had yielded to the scandalized protests of the circumcisers. He pretended to believe that the gospel would not save the Gentiles unless they fulfilled the burden of the law. But Paul recalled him from such dissimulation, as is shown in this very same letter. A similar issue arises in Paul's letter to the Romans, but with an evident difference. Through his letter to them, Paul was able to resolve the strife and controversy which had developed between the Jewish and Gentile converts. In the present letter, Paul is writing to persons who were profoundly influenced and disturbed by the circumcisers. The Galatians had begun to believe them, and to think that Paul had not preached rightly, since he had not ordered them to be circumcised. And so the apostle begins by saying, "I am amazed that you are so quickly deserting him who called you to the glory of Christ, and turning to another gospel." After this, there comes a brief introduction to the point at issue. But remember, in the very beginning of the letter, Paul had said that he was an apostle not from men nor by any man, a statement that does not appear in any other letter of his. He is making it quite clear that the circumcisers, for their part, are not from God but from men, and that his authority in preaching the gospel must be considered equal to that of the other apostles. For he was called to be an apostle, not from men, nor by any man, but through God the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ.
The law was our guardian until Christ came and made it possible for us to be reconciled to God by faith.
And now that the time of faith has come, we are under that guardian no longer.
Before the time of faith came, the law kept us strictly in check, watching us closely until faith should be revealed.
And now that the time of faith has come, we are under that guardian no longer.
You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you. To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy. glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you. Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide. You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge. Come then, Lord, and help your people. Bought with the price of your own blood, and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting. Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance.
Govern and uphold them now and always.
Day by day we bless you.
We praise your name forever.
Keep us today, Lord, from all sin.
Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, show us your love and mercy.
For we place our trust in you.
In you, Lord, is our hope.
And we shall never hope in vain.
Let us pray. Keep your family safe, O Lord, with unfailing care, that, relying solely on the hope of heavenly grace, they may be defended always by your protection. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.